You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. Our faith goes beyond intellectual acknowledgement into good works with tangible benefits to those around us. Discover more about this truth in week 4 of our series, Gospel Demonstrated.
Good evening, 7 p.m. service. We're down to the fourth installment of our series called Gospel Demonstrated. This series is all about knowing how we demonstrate, how do we live out the gospel. As Christians, we have been called by God to preach the gospel in our classrooms, in our campuses, in our workplaces, in our communities, and of course, even in our families. But not just in preaching the gospel have we been called by God, but we are also called by God to live out and demonstrate the gospel. Para siyang 1-2 punch combo. We preach the gospel and we demonstrate or live out the gospel. And that's what this series is all about. How do we live it out? How do we make it evident in our lives? And that's what we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks. And for our fourth installment, we're going to talk about faith produces works and serves others. We're going to talk about the connection, the relationship between faith and good work. What does it mean to have faith? Why do we still need to do good works? Or naba is a picture on good works? We're going to talk all about that in this installment. So if you have your Bibles with you, can enter them to James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26. Verse 14, it says there, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warm and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?" Verse 17, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Verse 18, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You will believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." Verse 20, "Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God.' You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead." As the title said a while ago, we're talking about the connection. Unsay pasabot when it means having faith and having good works. When we read first what the book of James has to say in James chapter 2, verse 14, it says there, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works, can that faith save him?" Over the course of the next few verses of this passage, the main tension here is really this tension between faith and works. Can someone have faith without works, or does someone need works with faith? And what does that look like? Kailangan both ba to be saved, all that? Abi na ako, gospel lang and all that? What is happening here? What James is trying to tell here in this first part is, ang premise niya is, what good is it? Unsay pulos, unsay use, when someone says he has faith but does not have works. Have you ever bought something, let's say, if you go online, you're gonna buy something, but it comes in something like this. You're gonna buy shoes, rubber shoes, athletic shoes, whatever kind of shoes. Let's say you order a pair of shoes, pero ang nangyabot nga gi-order nimo, usara ka buk niyabot. You order a pair of shoes, it's branded, pero usara ka buk niyabot. Basta women pa na, naka-heels, sara kang heels, pero usara ka buk heels ni gawas, naabot sa doorstep nimo. Now question, does it seem like a very useful thing pa? Probably not. There's no one the right mind would say, "Uy, grabe kayo ning shoe. Bahalag magtakyang ka, maglakaw-lakaw." No one in the right mind would use it. It seems useless to have just one shoe. Nandili kompleto ang pair. Now, the same thing with James. What he's trying to come across here to tell us is faith without works is useless. When you try to buy something na wala dito ang primary use, if something can't deliver what it's designed for, then it's useless. Another way to look at it is to buy, let's say, a new camera. Pero guba ang lens. Ouch. Guba ang lens or guba ang camera. Di siya mo flash or whatever. Pretty useless. You can't take pictures with it. It's useless. The premise of James here is that faith without works is useless. Faith apart from works or good works. When you say good works, doing good things for God. Simple as reading our Bibles, or doing good things for other people. Faith without that is useless. Now, when we hear that, it seems to go in conflict with what we've heard about the Gospels. It seems to go in conflict with what we've read in some of the Gospel writers, particularly Kang Paul. In the book of Romans, Paul is a strong advocate of what he's saying in the Gospel, that we are justified by our faith. And we've had a whole series about the great exchange, about the Gospel, about what Jesus did for us on the cross, that because of that, our sins were forgiven. We were justified. So when we read this, kaning book, kaning kan James na ginasulti, it seems to contradict. Abi na ko ang Bible, dili mag-contradict sa self niya, but why is it here? And some people actually have been puzzled by this, like, why is it James is talking about works and all that? But we need to understand here, friends, first of all, is that James believed with Paul that we are justified by faith alone. Between the Apostle Paul and James, there is no contradiction in their belief about the Gospels, about us being justified by faith. We have been justified by faith alone. We have been saved by grace through faith. Both Paul and James believe that. But for us to understand this, what's happening here, sa ginasulti ni James, we need to understand that Paul and James were addressing two kinds of people and two different problems. Kang Paul, si Apostle Paul, the reason why he's so passionate in telling people, you have been justified by your faith, by what Jesus did for you, not by any good works. Basta kung sa kakabuutan, sa world standards, you'll never be able to justify yourself by your good works. The reason why Paul was trying to say that is because there were some people talking about na you need to do good things for you to earn God's salvation. And that's why Paul came in to share and to preach the gospel that we are justified not by our good deeds but by what Jesus did for us on the cross. The great exchange. Kang James naman, what he's trying to address here is a group of people who have distorted or warped what Paul was trying to preach. When Paul said we have been justified by our faith, some people took it to the extreme naman. Na okay, yes, I am being justified by our faith. Na ako'y assurance to be in heaven. Assured na ako to be with God. Okay na ako, my sins have been forgiven na. Okay naman day ko. So I get to do anything that I want. There are some people who took it to the extreme na they would claim, I believe in God, thank you Jesus, na justified na ako, but I'm gonna do whatever I want. I'm not necessarily gonna do any good deeds to tell people that I have this new life. I'm gonna live in my old life. I'm gonna stay there, or I'm gonna do these things. James was trying to address people who claim to follow Jesus, was addressing people who claim to believe in God, who claim to love God, follow God, but dili nimo makita sa life nila. In other words, he was trying to address people who were hypocrites. People who nga ang gospel dili evidence sa life niya. That's why he told them, faith without works is useless. To go on living our lives, so claiming to have faith in God without the works evident in our lives is to have useless kind of faith, is to be hypocritical about it. And that's why between James and Paul, there is no contradiction here. It does not contradict. Ang ginasulti ni James og ni Paul. So what then is the right view when we talk about faith? For some people, they took it to the extreme. Faith plus works equals salvation. I believe in God, I'm going to do good works, then I'm going to earn my salvation. Those are the kind of people Paul was trying to address. The people who believe na you needed to do good works. Other people naman believe na faith lang. Wala ko lang button. Faith lang. Short na ako salvation ni Jesus. Wala ko lang button sa life na ako. And those are the very kind of people James was trying to address. So what is the right view when we talk about faith and its relationship with works? When we talk about faith, it means understanding that yes, we have been saved by God, but as a result of that, we do good works. If not, okay, formula, real faith is salvation plus works. Faith is knowing that you've been saved by God, salvation plus works. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says here, for we are His workmanship, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And it goes on to say, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them, that we should do them, we should accomplish them. We have been saved by God through faith, by our faith, and as we have been saved by it, He has good works in advance prepared for us to do. Meaning, good works is something we do as a result of our salvation. As a product of understanding our salvation because we have been saved by Jesus, knowing what He did for us, then we do good works. Because now we claim to be this new creation. Gone are the old days nga yanita before muni ang life nato. This is what we do. But now that we are new in Christ, we do good works as a result, as a byproduct of our salvation. The purpose of your faith is basically to do good works, to produce good works. Now it goes on in James chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? Kung last week na talk ta case study by James, James here naman introduces another case study. Mahilig mag case study si James to really make his readers think. And James says, suppose nga, someone walks to you who is in need. Going back, verse 15. If a brother or sister poorly clothed, lacking daily food. Verse 16. What good is that? And 17 says here, so also by faith itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Para James, there's two approaches here. And there's two approaches we usually have when people in need approach us or if we meet people in need. For one thing, we could approach it with a passive thinking or passive wishful attitude. Passively wishing lang. If we hear people, they have problems, they have challenges, we could say, let me pray for you, or go in peace. Say, Lord, na bahala nimo. We give lip service to what they're dealing with, to their challenge, to their needs. We claim to have faith in God, but all we do is, kara na bro, say, Lord, na bahala nimo. Go in peace and all that. And para kan James, when we read the book of James, we see here, James is trying to wake up the reader, trying to tell us na faith without action is not just useless, but it's also dead. That we ought to do something when we meet people who are in need, whether they come to us or we meet them. So the second approach is compassionately giving, to actively do something for people who are in need. Be reminded, think of what Jesus did when he saw the crowds, when he saw people who were in need. Remember that story? When people saw the crowds, he was moved with such compassion that he wanted to do something for them. And ultimately, what Jesus did for us was to die on the cross for our sins. For Jesus, when he talks about compassion, it's not just some feeling or emotion na parang, ah, kaluyan nila. It's not just passively wishing something good might happen to them. Lord, may tabuan nila nga, maayo, Lord. But we don't do anything about it. Jesus was moved with such compassion because he understood and he knew what these people were going through. He wanted to do something for them. It moved him deeply. We have to do something. That's what Jesus felt. We talk about our faith. Our faith goes beyond intellectual acknowledgement into good works and with tangible benefits to those around us. If we claim to have faith in God, it has to go beyond intellectual faith. It has to go beyond what we're thinking. I know who God is. I have an idea of who God is. I believe who God is. But if there tama ng faith na to, intellectual faith lang, we're missing the point. It has to go beyond that. There has to be tangible. I mean, there's something a concrete na di produkto ma-produce sa faith na to. Seen and felt and experienced by the people around us. Because faith without action is dead. I'm going to show you a picture here of an animal. Here's a quick trivia about this cute dog. This dog is not alive. This dog is a product of taxidermy. If you don't know what taxidermy is, it's the art, skill, or science of preserving the skin of dead animals, stuffing them, processing them, whatever. It looks like it's alive. So what you're seeing here is a dog that looks alive, but it's actually dead na. There's so many animals, you can just Google it and all. Okay, they would preserve, would stuff it, do something about it. Preserve it, it looks alive, but it's dead. I'm sharing this because the same thing can be said about our faith. We can claim to have faith with God. Lord, we believe you in all that, but without action, without application of our faith, we will be doing just like that dog taxidermy model. Dead. It looks alive, but it's actually dead. And far from it from us that one day we would discover that we claim to have faith in God, but actually our faith is dead. Actually, we're not moving in faith. We're not doing anything about our faith. That's why faith without works is dead. Because when you think about it, if you come across, let's say, a body down the road, an animal or something, if it's not breathing, it's not moving, what would you assume? It's dead. It's not alive. If you meet someone, nagapungko sa chair, tingala ka, wala siya gabreathe na, wala siya gagimok na, nagstiff lang, masigig ipoke pa nimo or something, it's not moving, what? It's dead. anything that does not grow, does not move, is dead. The same thing with our faith. Faith without works, faith without action is a dead kind of faith. It's not just a useless kind of faith, but it's a dead kind of faith. Moving on in James chapter 2, verse 18. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. So James goes on further. I give you this case study, and yet people will still say, I'm going to show you my faith without works. You show me your faith with works. Someone that will claim that I can have faith without works. But James says, you believe that God is one. You believe, you claim to have faith in God without works. But here's the thing. Even the demons believe and shudder. Even the demons know who God is or have an idea about God. Even the demons have intellectual faith because they know who God is. They were banished by God. They were fallen angels. So what's the difference between someone who claims to have faith with God and the demons? That's like faith put. Even they believe. And grabe pang demons gani. They shudder. Because they know who God is. They know how holy God is. Hindi lang basta-basta si God. So what's the difference between a person who's living his life with faith, you know, without works, and the demons? Are you familiar with this game show? I Can See Your Voice. You guys know this game show? There's this guest celebrity about every episode. They have to guess. Kinsa ang tinood nga singer? Without hearing first the person sing. Okay, so all they can see is the look of the contestants. So some of them, they really look like they're singers. Mukhang rock star, naka-tattered jeans. They look like they can sing. Some naka-singing attire, parang they can sing a ballad or something, pang-choir or something. They look the part. But without knowing if they could really sing or not, it's pretty difficult to really spot who is the real singer. The only way for them to know who is the real singer or not is to hear the contestants sing. So finally hear them. So one by one, madunga nila, ay, yabag ni, hindi siya singer. Kanin siya, balag, usa ka purma, di siya kabal mo sing. Pero kanin siya, maskig, naka-shirt, naka-chinelas lang, a singer, di siya tinood. It's when they sing, it's when they open their mouth and actually sing that they get to hear and discover which is the real singer among them. Kisa ang legit, kisa ang tinood. The same thing about our faith. The same thing with our faith, church. Kung a while ago, we were comparing our faith without works as useless, then dead. Without works, without action, with only intellectual faith, we will be just like the demons. But the one thing that will differentiate us from all the other people who have intellectual faith is the action we do. What we apply from our faith. James chapter 2, verse 20 to 24 goes on. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? James calls people who believe na dili kailangan works ang faith foolish. In other words, if we live our lives believing that we can live our lives with faith without works, we're being foolish. It says here, let me show you. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. Verse 23, in the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Now, at first glance, we see this parang contradiction by what we've heard about the Gospels. James is talking about being justified by faith and all that. Verse 23. Abraham believed and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now, interestingly, Paul also quotes the same scripture that says Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. And now this quote, God actually spoke this to Abraham 30 to 40 years before Abraham offered his son Isaac. In other words, it's kind of like this. Sa eyes ni Paul, the apostle, when he talks about being justified by our faith, and he still quoted that same scripture, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Years before he offered his son Isaac, in the eyes of God, Abraham was justified in his new state because he believed God through his faith. But even after that, years later, when he was tested by God, and when he did apply his faith and offered his son Isaac, still, he was justified by his faith. In other words, Abraham was not saved by his obedience in sacrificing Isaac, Rather, that obedience proved the reality of his previous saving faith. Parang proof siya. If years ago, God had justified Abraham because of his faith, years later, when the test came, parang finals exam sa mga students to really know if you really understood your lessons. When God tested Abraham, told him to offer his son Isaac, and he was willing to offer his son Isaac. When he was willing to apply his faith, when he's willing to do that, to sacrifice his son, it proved the reality of his previous saving faith. It proved that he really had this faith in God. That he had a rock solid faith in God. That even in the face of having to sacrifice his dearly beloved one and only son, he was willing to do so. Because he had faith in God. That when the test came in, it showed that this guy, Abraham, had faith in God. Not because of the works, but the works affirmed that he had faith. Another example in verse 25. In the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? Let me give a quick recap of who this person Rahab is. Rahab was not an Israelite, not a Jew. She was a prostitute from the land of Jericho. And what happened was that the Israelites, they're about to conquer the promised land, not coming from Egypt. But before that, they sent spies to the land of Jericho. And Rahab, this prostitute, this woman, she hid the spies from being discovered by the guards or the people trying to find them. And because of that, because of what she did, she was justified by what she did. Because of her faith, she was counted even in the hall of faith. She was affirmed by her faith. When you go back to verse 25, she was justified by her works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way. Verse 26, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. The second example about Rahab talks about this person who also applied her faith. Because when you think about it, Rahab at this time, it was a dangerous time. People were looking for the spies. Can you imagine this for a while? Nayon nga nangita sa spies from Israel. And Rahab, hearing the stories about the God of Israel, chose to believe in them and chose to hid them, to shelter them. And she could have been arrested and killed and captured for it. But because of her faith, she applied, she moved, she took action and hid these people. And because of that, afterwards, when the Israelites came back and conquered Jericho and attacked Jericho, she and her family were spared. And interestingly, because of what she did, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, she's actually part of the lineage of Jesus. It says here, and Salmon, the father of Boaz, by Rahab, and Boaz, the father of Obed, by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse. Jesse is the father of King David, whom Jesus' lineage comes from. In other words, this Rahab, who applied her faith, na-appeal siya sa lineage ni Jesus. Grabe kayo ang story niya. And it goes to show us that even this person who was a non-Israelite, was not counted originally as part of God's people, but because of her faith, she was grafted into the household or the family of God. Because she had real faith. Not just intellectual faith, but this person had practical faith. Matthew Henry, Bible commentary, says, faith is the root and good works are the fruits. And we must see to it that we have both. When we talk about faith and good works, faith is the root. And good works are the product because of our faith in Jesus. As a result of knowing what He did for us. In other words, as believers, it's only natural for us to produce good works in our lives. It's kind of like breathing. If you see someone breathing, mingan mo nga, ay, grabe ka makaginhawa. Mayay ka mo breathe. Athletic ka mo breathe. Mayay ka. Dili, di ba? It's expected every normal human person living breathes. It's part of what they do. We blink normally. Nakikita ang tao nga kung mo blink, si grabe ka makablink. Expert ka mo blink compared to other people. No, it's natural. There's some things we do as humans na natural na siya. We eat, we sleep, we breathe. It's part of who we are. And as believers, as Christians, producing good works is something naturally that comes out of us. Because of our faith in God, it's a fruit, it's a product. It's not something we do to try and earn our salvation from God or earn the blessings of God, but we do faith as a result of knowing our new status in Christ. As I end, I'm going to leave you with this point when we talk about faith and works. We are justified by faith alone, but good works prove that our faith is genuine. At the end of the day, yes, we are justified by our faith. It is through what Jesus did for us that we have been justified. Not by any good works we did, but our good works show, tell people that the faith we claim is real, is genuine. The same thing that Abraham did to attest that his faith in God was real. The same thing that Rahab did when she risked her life to attest that she believed in the God of the Israelites. Every time we apply our faith, we put it to action. We put good works. We claim and we prove that our faith is genuine. And not just that, when we do so, we all the more bless other people.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.